Good afternoon, Rangel. This is Jamie Roberts with the Emergency Operations Center with your COVID update for Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. Rangel currently has two active cases of COVID-19 in the community. At this time, public health has attempted to contact all close contacts of recent cases. If you feel you were a close contact, please check your phones for unknown Alaskan numbers or listen to your voicemails. Public health will only attempt to make contact for 2 days. Close contacts are determined during the public health interview with persons that have tested positive for COVID-19. A close contact is defined as any individual who is within 6 feet of an infectious person with or without a mask for a cumulative total of 15 minutes or more over a 24-hour period while the person was infectious. You are also considered a close contact if the person coughed or sneezed directly on you. If you are unsure if you were a close contact, you can always choose to quarantine for 14 days and get tested. As of today, the total case count for the state of Alaska is 59,030 cases. That's an increase of 1,042 cases from last week. As of today, 1,285 people have required hospitalization. That includes 25 new hospitalizations over the last week. As of today, 303 Alaskans have died. 4 of those deaths occurred during the last week, and 9 were added following death certificate review. According to the state's alert levels, the northern southeast region, which includes Wrangell, has the second highest case rate in the state at 29.4 cases per 100,000. You can visit the data hub at data.coronavirus.alaska.gov. For local case information and resources, you can visit wrangellcovid19.org. Local ordinances. The Borough Assembly adopted 3 emergency ordinances at a special assembly meeting on Tuesday, March 2, 2021. The emergency ordinances were effective upon adoption and will remain in effect until 11:59 p.m. April 13, 2021, unless terminated earlier or extended by action of the Borough Assembly. The ordinances can be viewed at the City and Borough of Wrangell website or at wrangellcovid19.org by clicking on the banner that says Wrangell Assembly passes 3 new local face covering and travel ordinances. Emergency Ordinance 987 requires wearing a face covering in certain indoor settings and strongly urging other mitigation actions, such as avoiding or limiting gatherings, using pickup services at restaurants, and reducing capacity for personal services. The next 2 ordinances have the same testing requirements. They were brought forward as 2 separate ordinances so they could be considered and handled separately. Emergency Ordinance 988 requires that all international and interstate travelers test prior to arrival or upon arrival, and strict social distance until test results are received. That testing prior to arrival is done within 72 hours of departure to Alaska. Alaska residents may elect to not be tested, provided that they quarantine for 14 days after arrival. Children 10 years of age and younger are exempt from testing requirements, but they should follow the same mitigation measures as the parent or guardian they are traveling with. In all scenarios, it is recommended that travelers obtain a second test 5 to 14 days after arrival. Persons who have tested positive for COVID-19 within 90 days prior to travel do not need to test for COVID if they provide proof of a previously positive result of a molecular-based test for SARS-CoV-2 within 90 days of departure, and they have been released from isolation, and they are currently asymptomatic. Emergency Ordinance 989 requires all intrastate travelers coming into Wrangell via any mode of transportation by air or sea from within Alaska to follow the same testing, social distancing, or quarantine protocol that I just described for interstate travelers. It is also a federal requirement that all travelers must wear a face covering at all public transportation hubs and on all public transportation. Any questions regarding travel can be submitted to travel@wrangell.com or by calling 874-COVI or 874-2684. Vaccines. All residents age 16 years or older that are interested in receiving the COVID-19 vaccine are encouraged to register at covid19.search.org. Please provide a valid email when you register, and you will receive an email notification to schedule your appointment. New clinics are being added as more vaccine supplies arrive. If you have any questions or cannot register electronically, please call the clinic at 874-7000 or call the Search COVID hotline at 907-966-8799. As of today, 909 Wrangell residents have been vaccinated, and more than 67% of those individuals have completed the two-dose series. Since it is unknown whether vaccinated individuals might still be able to pass the virus on to others, it is still important for everyone to follow the recommended mitigation measures, such as wearing a mask, staying home when you are sick, delaying unnecessary travel, taking care of your health, keeping your social circle small, and washing your hands. If you have symptoms, it is important to seek testing as soon as possible. Both asymptomatic and symptomatic testing can be arranged by calling the clinic Monday through Friday at 874-7000. If you have been vaccinated but are experiencing symptoms, it's still important to get tested. And don't forget, asymptomatic testing is available at the airport during jet arrival and departure. And lastly, the deadline is coming soon for the Alaska Housing Rent Relief. It's an Alaska Housing and Finance Corporation program that provides up to 12 months of rent and/or utility relief to eligible Alaskan renters who have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Even if you've received rent relief from AHFC in the past, you can apply to this new program. The application period closes at 11:59 p.m. on March 5th, 2021, so you only have a couple days left. You can check your eligibility online by visiting alaskahousingrelief.org and answering 7 check-the-box questions. Many Alaskans think that they make too much money to qualify, but that's often not the case. Until next week, stay safe, stay well.